Book 3, Canto 4, page 339 to 341. The high gods look on man and watch and choose today's impossibles for the future's base. His transient trembles with the eternal's touch. His barriers seed beneath the infinite's tread. The immortals have their entries in his life. The ambassadors of the unseen draw near. A splendor sullied by the mortal air. Love passes through his heart, a wandering guest. Beauty surrounds him for a magic hour. He has visits of a large revealing joy. Brief widenesses release him from himself, enticing towards a glory ever in front. Hopes of a deathless sweetness lure and leave. His mind is crossed by strange discovering fires. Rare intimations lift his stumbling speech to a moment's kinship with the eternal word. A mask of wisdom circles through his brain, perturbing him with glimpses half divine. He lays his hand sometimes on the unknown. He communes sometimes with eternity. A strange and grandiose simple was his birth, and immortality and spirit room and pure perfection and a shadowless bliss are this afflicted creature's mighty fate. In him the earth mother sees draw near the change, foreshadowed in her dumb and fiery depths, a godhead drawn from her transmuted limbs, an alchemy of heaven on nature's base, adept of the self-born unfailing line. Leave not the light to die the ages bore. Help still humanity's blind and suffering life. Obey thy spirit's wide omnipotent urge. A witness to God's parley with the night. It leaned compassionate from immortal calm and housed desire, the troubled seed of things. Ascent to thy high self, create, endure. Cease not from knowledge, let thy toil be vast. No more in earthly limits pen thy force. Equal thy work with long unending times. Traveler upon the bare eternal heights, tread still the difficult and dateless path, joining the cycles with its austere curve, measured for man by the initiate gods. My light shall be in thee, my strength thy force. Let not the impatient Titan drive thy heart. Ask not the imperfect fruit, the partial prize. Only one boon, to greaten thy spirit demand. Only one joy, to raise thy kind desire. Above blind fate and the antagonist powers, moveless there stands a high unchanging will. To its omnipotence leave thy work's result. All things shall change in God's transfiguring hour.